I've been more than willing to talk to anybody about, you know, bonfires and other things as well, because the state requires you to have a bonfire 2 foot by 2 foot by 3 foot. Some people's get a little bit bigger than that, and we have to go over that discussion. But I mean, I'm more than willing to meet with anybody when it concerns safety and the fire prevention aspect of my job. So
it'd probably be a good idea, like if the neighbors were together doing that. I know for me, I would just pull my hose out, leave it on, you know, and then yeah. you have a sprayer.
Yeah.
If two neighbors did that, because as dry as it's been, it's going to be in heat in the next couple of days. If we get no rain, that's even going to be add to the potential of fire.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if they have questions, I'm more than happy to talk to them. And I don't want people to think that their neighbors are being tattletales by calling me like, hey, can you stop at this house and talk to them? I mean, nobody's getting in trouble over this. This is just me passing out safety information. That's what it is, and I want to make sure that folks are aware. You can reach out to me. I mean, if you call Nicole here at the office, she'll give out my cell phone number. She'll tell people, hey, call them. Mr. Blevins and I talk all the time. I've had the gentleman in the township that I spoke to, I gave him a cell phone number because I wanted him to be able to reach out and contact me with questions, so that way there are no rumors, there are no gray areas, so you know what we would like you to do, and we would like you to follow the state guidelines, you know, in the short of it. But if you have questions about other things, I'd be more than happy to.
So for the people at home watching, you're not going around writing tickets.
No, we are not fining anybody. We are not writing tickets. We are not arresting anybody. We are not confiscating anything. We're not doing that. We're just trying to make sure that people are safe and enjoying the 4th of July. Because like you said, this is 250. It's a big day. It's a well historic fact that fireworks have been celebrations for us for a long time. So, and we don't want to ruin anybody's celebration, but we want you to do so safely.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we also mention, let's not call the police because your dog is barking because somebody's letting off fireworks. You know, that's not an emergency situation.
Right.
There, you know, use your head when you call the police. It has to be an emergency.
Yeah, I mean, call 911 if it's a true emergency. But,
right.
It's one of those things that I found out in doing research a couple weeks ago, that if you're going to launch fireworks, if you have a neighbor that has livestock, cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens, you need to let them know. I don't know if there's added danger with that. I didn't dive too deep in that rabbit hole, but it was like, well, thankfully we don't have too many people in the township that have herds of cattle in their backyard. So that's one thing we don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
So we can make these available here at the township?
Yes.
These?
That is actually straight from the Department of Commerce's website. If you go to com.ohio.gov and type in consumer fireworks, it'll bring that up and something that you can pull up and look at on your computer, on your phone. They're also available. Nicole is not here this morning, but when she comes in, she's going to put that on the Facebook page for the township, so that way if somebody wants to look there easily. And if they want a copy, all they have to do is call me, and I'll be more than happy to email one to them or text it if that's what they want, or the link, just so that way they have that information. So we just want people to be safe and informed.
Well, I appreciate you taking the call early this morning.
No problem.
And being here. Anybody else have any other questions?
A lot of the questions I ask, I wanted to make sure these are questions that I would think that my neighbors would ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted them to hear, going, ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, we just want people to use common sense and try to be as safe as possible and enjoy their holiday.
For sure. And you do the same.
I will try.
And your family. All righty, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you having me come in and speak.
Yep. So we'll get back to it. So motion to enter into executive session per Ohio Revised Code 121.22G2 to consider the purchase of property for public purpose. Can I get a second?
Sir, I will second that.
No discussion. Can we get a roll call?
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
And notify the time?
Yep, 10. Yeah. I was getting ready to do it.
Sean, sorry. But,
no, it's okay. I'd rather you remind me that I forget. We're in executive session at 10:10.
Okay, thank you.
So we want to.
And here we go.
Time.
Yeah, I know. The time is 1:07. I make a motion to come out of the executive session. Can I get a second?
I will second that.
Can I get a roll call, ma'am?
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins.
Yes.
Trustee Fuller.
Yes.
And with no decisions made, going to move into, is there any other business today?
I don't think we do, sir.
Ma'am?
No.
Me
no.
Neither. So I'm going to move on to close the meeting and motion to approve the audio and video and meeting summary as the official record and minutes of today's meeting. Can I get a second?
I will second that, sir.
Discussion? Hearing none? Can I get a roll call?
Trustee Fleshman.
Yes.
Trustee Blevins.
Yes.
Trustee Fuller.
Yes.
We are adjourned at 1:08.
And everybody.